Well, how about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, Ion? What would Ion say the gifts of the Holy Spirit are today in this environment?
Sherman on the Mount. Do the Sherman on the Mount, gifts of the Spirit, Matthew 4, 5, and 6.
Sherman on the Mount, Matthew 4, 5, and 6.
The Beatitudes.
So read that.
Yeah,
Jesus in the wilderness.
There you go. Now you can go, that's a whole bunch, but you can go through that. But now you can go through the Galatians, the G.E. Philco version, the Corinthians, of the gifts of the Spirit, and blah, blah, blah. And we've done that 1,000 years ago. I think that's in some of the other stuff. But it doesn't make any difference. The gifts of the Spirit are the part of you that's not God. The gifts of the Spirit are the part of you that's not God. Because you don't need a gift from an outer being that brings you into the superfluous knowing that you're God, if you're God. So that's the little man's adaptation to get you the 40 days, April, May, and November, because now it's Lent now. So now they got to get ready for the ascension. No. Crucifixion. No. Wait. It's the April, May, and November. Wait. It's the Passover. Yeah, Passover is in April, 40 days from Wednesday, is next Tuesday's after Thursday. Purim is in between there, and then we're going to blow the shofar after Passover and count the Omer. Don't forget to count the Omer. We're going to do that again, too, every day, 49 crazy days. So basically, this sets up the upper room experience of how to get the Holy Spirit and not be God. See, the reason that Holy Spirit was given is because you were a little man. So they gave you the Holy Spirit. That's what the New Testament said. They gave you the Holy Spirit so you can make it as a little man until you could be with God. That's what the book said.
Well, that makes sense because I was reading through some notes I had on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And one was a gift of wisdom. Which God would already have. And the other was a gift of, and this was in some theology that I read. The other was a gift of understanding and corresponding to faith as a virtue. So you would need faith, right? Faith is self-image. But it was not the Christian context of what faith is, something out there that will make it happen for me. And so it's interesting you just said that.
Yeah.
They also talked about the gift of the fear of the Lord, which would correspond to having hope as a virtue. I thought that was pretty...
Well, it's more like wonder. You're talking about wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord or wonder.
Mm-hmm. But when I read that, it was so, yeah, so that would make sense that a little man would need the gifts, but a God would just know. Which is what you were telling me in the beginning of this conversation when I asked my paranoid questions. Yes. Wonderful.
Correct. And so now they got the fruits of the Holy Spirit. That would end up being charity, chastity, generosity, gentleness, goodness, and faithfulness. And the last six, so you'd have Hendiades, would be joy, kindness, modesty, peace, patience, and self-control. And God needs none of those.
Well, Bob's definitely a God. He has no self-control.
He can resist anything except temptation. And that's in 1 Corinthians 12.
And what temptations is he not able to resist?
All of them. Anything that's a temptation, he can't resist it.
Ice cream.
Yeah, that's just good nutrition, though, for Bob.
Yeah.
I could hardly resist you, Deb, in Cambridge, Maryland. Remember that? Oh, you were very tempting, but...
oh, yeah, all right.
Any consummation.
Mm-mm. Make a freight train take a dirt road, honey.
You should have seen what Deb was wearing. Form-fitting. Form-fitting.
Oh, that's
it was just
if
a dress.
If you got her form, you are too.